Hello, Princess Bethany here at babewithaboner.com, and I wanted to tell you guys how much I love phone sex with you. Yes, I'm talking to you. You may have thought during our conversations together, or some of you may have thought, that your particular kink or fetish may sound weird to me. Well, so what if it's weird? So what if it's something that I haven't heard of? That's why we're here, to explore each other, to explore each other's minds, each other's bodies, to push those limits that we place on ourselves or that society places on us. And if you come to me that's with something that I'm not familiar with, first of all, I'm going to tell you that I'm not familiar with it. But that is by no means a rejection. It's something that me being your femdom, me being your princess, honesty and communication is what makes our phone calls spectacular. And it gives me an opportunity to learn from you. It gives us an opportunity to learn from each other. And I think that's sexy and amazing. One of the things that I love about phone sex with you is I get to talk to people from all over the country, from all over the world. And I get to see a side of you that you don't share with many people, if anyone else at all. I get to be the girl that waggles her dick in your face and tell you to suck it. I'm the bratty dom that will call you all kinds of filthy names that no one else would dare say to you. I mean, it's a pretty sexy mind trip. So I'm going to tell you guys a secret. I'm going to share something about myself with you, and it's just going to show you how weird your princess is, but hopefully it will be the icebreaker for some of you that have been a little hesitant to call or have felt that you're a little weird on our calls. So I can orgasm to certain types of music without touching my cock. It's pretty crazy. I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and certain rhythms and notes will ripple sensations throughout my entire body. It sort of starts in the back of my neck, and then my nipples harden and tingle. And I get this sweet and kind of pleasant pressure in my groin, and my cock gets really hard, and the vibrations and the rhythms of the music as they hit the crescendo, well, you know, I have my own type of crescendo. Yeah, so there you go. And before now, I've only shared that with one other person. So for those of you that are thinking, oh my God, that's totally out of left field, that's really crazy. See, I told you I was weird. I'm pretty sure your weird cannot top mine. So phone sex and sex in any situation can be awkward, but awkward is not a bad thing. It's cute. And that's part of what makes the experience genuine. It's part of us getting to know each other. And I love guys that are shy and awkward around me. I love it when you're intimidated by a girl with a cock. I like to make you blush when I tell you that I'm going to squeeze your face between my thighs, or I'm going to ride your scruffy beard and bounce on your face. I like it when sissies get all tingly around me and they or flustered. So here's the thing. If you are finding yourself too shy or awkward to talk about your kink right away, that's okay. There's no pressure. We can talk, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. You know, let's start with something that's not sex related. Let's just have a conversation. Think of it like a date. And whenever we arrive to talking about our innermost fantasies, we'll get there. It may not be the first call, if that's okay with you. It may be the second call. It may be the third call. It'll happen when it happens, and it'll be natural, and it'll be amazing. So a few minutes ago, I talked about boundaries and pushing boundaries. And with that being said, phone sex doesn't mean that you can't have boundaries. We can explore things that you're curious about, but in the process of that, you may find that something's not for you. I mean, that's part of the exploration process, and that is not a failure. That's normal, and it's okay. What I expect from you is to tell me, to communicate that to me. Because as your femdom, I enjoy challenging you, and I'm creative in the ways that I play with my submissives. There are times when you might find that something's a hard limit for you, or that you may need time to process how something makes you feel. So I just ask that you tell me. If for whatever reason you're too shy to tell me during the call, email me, drop a message in my Skype or in my chat window below, and we'll go from there. So about phone sex is real sex. It's real to me. And anyone who says phone sex isn't real, they're kidding themselves, or they haven't phone sexed it up with the right person. The biggest sex organ in your body is your brain, your mind, your imagination. It taps into every nerve, every connection in your body. If your mind, if your head isn't into it, it doesn't matter who you're with. It doesn't matter what kind of porn you're watching. It's not going to do anything for you. The pleasure that you feel when we're intimate on the phone is real. Your submission is real. And it is amazing, and it is passionate. And I love that. I can't get enough of it. I love phone sex with you. So if you find yourself feeling self-conscious, or if you're worrying about what I may think of you, I want you to remember that you're in a safe place with me, and I'm right where I want to be. I want to be here with you. I love the freedom that we have to totally get down and dirty and express ourselves with each other. Seriously. Now, all the sex talk gets my dick hard, so I'm going to be on for calls later today, and I hope you guys have your knee pads ready. If you have any questions for me, drop a message in the chat window at the bottom of my website, babewithaboner.com, or send me a message on Skype at Enchantrix Bethany, or send me an email at bethany@enchantrixempire.com. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.